Matthew 5, verse 1. Now when he, this is Jesus, when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on the mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Let's pray. Can you just extend your hands towards me and start praying for me? I'm giving you 10 seconds. Come on. Start praying for me. Yes, Lord. I agree with them. Especially, Lord, yung mga prayers that bless me. I cancel any form of curse. Oh, Holy Spirit, we thank you, God. We thank you for being here. Thank you, Lord. Oh, let your kingdom come some more in Jesus' name. And I receive it, God. In Jesus' name, everybody say, Amen. 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 So we're talking about how to be happy. And you may be wondering, sadali, ano ba yung binasa mo, Pastor? I don't even see the word happy right there. Well, it may interest you to note that the word blessed, everybody say blessed, o pagkabasa ko ngayon na blessed, blessed, blessed. The word blessed or the word blessed, it comes from the Greek word makarios. And makarios literally means happy. So lahat ng ito na sinabi ni Jesus when he says, blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are those who mourn, he's actually saying happy, 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 happy. So when you look at all of the beatitudes, kaya po siya tinawag na beatitude, is because it's supposed to be our attitude. And when we adopt such attitudes, Jesus promises us, you will be happy. Who wants to be happy? Who wants to be happy all the time? You know what's good about doing a series now that it's turning into 4 weeks old? Apat na series na ito. Is that I got some time to just tweak it a bit, do some revisions on it. And ito pong week na ito, I had a chance to chat with Pastor Mavic, who is about to graduate from her second master's degree or third master's. Ewan ko, pang ilang master na yan. She's about to graduate. So sabi ko sa niya, PM, alam ko naman magaling ka sa acrostic eh. So can you help me with this? Can you do an acrostic on happiness? Alright? Now, because originally I had 8 points for this, I spelled out happiness. Sabi ko, ito spelling ha, H-A-P-I-N-E-S-S. Sabi niya, Pastor, alam niyo, napag-google ako. Sabi niya, kung talagang happiness ba yung spelling H-A-P-I? Napag-google ako. Sabi ko, no, it's because I have 8 points for this. Pero sige, para hindi tayo wrong spelling, gawin natin 9 points ito. So it's now happiness, H-A-P-P, alright? So, ganito po, for those of you who jotted down notes, I appreciate you totally, totally, totally. Lahat ng mga nagtitake down notes, you are CSB people. If you're not jotting down notes, repent. Because this will help you a lot, actually. When you go through those times in your life, those seasons we're in, you're just struggling to be happy. You know what? You can always go back to the message. And Lord, it is our prayer, Lord, maging happy ako even when we go through storms. Because you know what? There's no guarantee, really, that 2019 will be storm-free. Mas guaranteed pa nga, magkaka-storms eh. Because that's what Jesus said. In this life, you will have tribulations, you will have trials, you will have storms. But be of good cheer. Tell the person next to you, be of good cheer. Ano ba yung iba pang salta ng be of good cheer? Be happy. Be of good cheer. Be happy. I have overcome the world. That's what Jesus said. So, let's look at this. For those of you jotting down notes, ganito lang po yan. Nothing changed. Alright? Nothing changed except that you will put a new heading to every point. So let's start with this acrostics. Sina excited? Alright? So, credit to Pastor Mavic. H. Hiram. No. H. Have a dependent attitude on God. Alright? So, that replaces be spiritually dependent on God. You want to be happy? Have a dependent attitude on God. Because you know what? If you are just depending on God, the burden is not on you. You're depending on God. Nakasandal ka sa pader. Nasaan yung bigat? Nasa pader. Nasaan yung bigat? Na kay God. So have a dependent attitude on God. Letter A. Let's move on. Tatapusin ko ito. I promised you. Alright? A. Always be broken over sin. Always be broken over sin. Anytime we get to fall, I hope we don't, but anytime we get to fall, be broken over that sin. Don't take sin lightly. Repent of that sin immediately. Jesus said, don't let the sun go down in your anger. Don't give the devil a foothold. You know what? The happiest people are those who are not being brought down or wearied down by sin. Pabigat yun eh. Pagka kinimkim ninyo yung galit, pabigat yun eh. Kinimkim ninyo yung worry, pabigat yun eh. I hope that none of us here is a worrier. I found out that the message of Pastor Millard has to do with worrying. So we're not called to worry, we're called to be warriors. Amen? Alright, so number three, practice humility. Practice humility. Blessed are the meek. To be meek is to be humble. That is not to say nakawawa ka, but that is just to recognize, hey, you know what? I don't have to boast of the power and the anointing that I carry. The presence of God is in me, and anytime I can release that power if God wants me to. But then again, just be humble. You know what's good about being humble? You don't have the burden to prove yourself to anyone. Because you're not bragging to people, hey, alam mo, ako napakatalino ko. Huwag mo nang sabihin. Ako napakayaman ko. Ako napakagaling ko. It will eventually show that Jesus Christ is in you and Christ in you is the hope of glory. If we have anything or anyone to boast of, it's only Jesus. Amen? Alright, let's move on. Ano ba susunod sa letter P? Letter P pa rin. Ayan na, tama na yung spelling ko. Press for more of God. Let's be hungry for God. You want to be happy, just press for more of God. You know what? There is always more from God. Always more from God. What we have right now, hindi pa. Kapyangot pa lang. Napakaliit pa lang. What we have witnessed, like the anointing, the healings, the miracles, kapyangot pa lang. Napakaliit pa lang. I'm rereading again some of the accounts of revival. Alam niyo, ang dami-dami pa natin hindi nararanasan dito sa church na ito. I hope that we will just pursue for the more of God. Can we just say that right now? Lord, we want your more. May binabasa ako. I'm reading from my notes, but one time I got to listen to John Arnott in one conference. He was talking about the early days of the Toronto revival. Something happened, something crazy happened from one church in the Assemblies of God, and I want you to know that the Assemblies of God had some reservations on some of the manifestations that were taking place in the Toronto revival back then. So meron silang, kay God ba yan, kay God ba yan? Something crazy happened. Meron daw po yung wife ng isang superintendent of the Assemblies of God who attended the Toronto Revival, and she was seated, halimbawa, she was seated right here. For some reason, alright? And I don't have an explanation to this. Bigla raw po siyang nagtumbling, and the place was packed. Like it was packed with people. Walang bunging silya. Because that was how it was in the heydays of the Toronto Revival. I mean, people would queue early in the morning, 4 a.m., 5 a.m., nakapila na yung mga tao so that they can attend the 6 p.m. event. Every day. That's hunger. Sino rito ang aga pa lang nandito na para magbukas yung church? Marlo, may practice kayo ng praise team, yan, no? But these people, they were queuing up early in the morning so that they can have a seat for the 6 p.m. event every night. So the place was packed. Definitely, walang mga silya na pa pwede na may bungiro, may bungido. Hindi, puno. But for some reason, this woman, when touched by Holy Spirit, from her chair, she like spinned. That's the term. Parang nagtumbling siya at napunta sa isang seat sa likod na bungi. That in itself was a miracle. Pero yung magtumbling siya at ma-shoot siya, na shoot lang dun sa silyang yun, and to think, she was part of a church that actually had reservations on the manifestations. And then it happened to her. Ang ganda ng sense of humor ni God, no? I remember doing a ministry in Korea, and I did not know what was going on in that particular church. But that night, God started raining down gold dust, and it was just all over. I still remember, there were two babies nandun sa floor, inihiga nila, kasi it's carpet, nandun sila sa floor. The two babies were the first to manifest gold all over their faces. Puno lang talaga ng gold. So, napaka-imposible na binudburan sila ng ginto. So, anyways, it happened to those two babies. After the healing part, after hearing the testimonies of healing, I said, all right, anybody here who would like to testify about what God has done to you? May isa pong babae, Korean elderly woman, who stood up, went up on stage, and she was all shiny, she was all glittering from head to toe, as in literally gold from on the face, gold sa kanyang sa pantalo, sa paa, sa sapatos, gold. Etong kwento, yung babaeng yon ay misis ng elder ng church na every year, according to the senior pastor, that elder actually would make plans to oust the senior pastor. Alright? Nagka-elder ka pa, I mean, you will really grow older with such an elder. But the husband of that wife, of that woman, the husband of that woman, would every year make plans to oust the senior pastor. But for some reason, God touched that woman, and this is what's odd. That woman was actually asleep while I was preaching. Pulgada pa yon, ha? Natutulog lang siya habang nagsisermon ako, and then the healings took place, and she was all awake, and then I said, you know what? God is just raining down gold dust right now. I want you to look at your partner. I want you to look at your seatmate. So the husband looks at his wife, and he was the first to be shocked. Ano yan? And then he pointed it out to the wife. And so the wife stood up and says, you know what? I have gold all over me and people can see it. Ito na maganda. The following morning, the pastor who hosted me and my wife called us up. We're going to have a meal together. We want to fetch you from your hotel, etc., etc. All right. So we were on our way. This pastor, he will just embrace me. He will, I love you. Paulit-ulit yon. I'm your older brother. You're my younger brother. I love you. He was just saying, he kept on saying that. And I was wondering, bakit kaya ganun na lang siyang ka-excited? When he saw me, he embraced me tightly. He won't let go of me. I love you. You should always be here. I love you. And I was wondering, what happened? The daughter, who's the one who speaks good English, and she's my interpreter when I'm in Korea, explained it to me. You know what? This morning, the elder in our church who has been giving my dad trouble in the ministry for so many years, the elder called up my dad, and he said, you know what? What happened last night was the most amazing night I have ever had in the church. Thank you for allowing the glory of God to manifest in the church. And I love you. That's what the elder said to the pastor. So the pastor now loves me. There's something about hunger that brings down the glory of God. And I want you to know that this must be a church, CSB, must be a church that will continue to press for the more of God, because there's still some more. There's still some more. I'm happy that I get to pastor a church in revival. I'm happy that I get to pastor a church that just welcomes the move of God. But then again, for us to just stop and say, okay, naranasan na namin yan. You know what? We have not. Hanggang ngayon, naghihintay pa ako ng mga gintong ipin na naglilitawan I don't know. As far as I know, I have yet to see anybody from the church who just received instantly gold teeth from heaven. May ganun ba, Pastor? Meron po I've told you the story of Sun Moon, right? Wesley? Ayan, good. Sino si Sun Moon? Who has heard the story of Sun Moon? I must have told the story in a hunger night. Okay, Sun Moon is a Korean lady that I met in Pasadena, in Cheyenne's church. And she was sitting beside me. And for no reason, she just started the conversation with me. Hi, sabi niya, I'm Sun Moon. Kaya tanda-tanda ko yan, dali eh. Sun Moon, okay, ayos. Hi, Sun Moon, I assume you're from Korea. Yes, I'm from Korea. You know what? She starts the conversation, which is, well, it's odd. Because usually I get to start conversations. But she starts the conversation, sabi niya, you know what? I have heaven gold and I have earth gold. I said, what do you mean by heaven gold, earth gold? Ang totoo, nahirapan ako. It took me some time. I have heaven gold, I have earth gold. Ganun talaga ang hirap. And it was hard. What did you say again? I have heaven gold, I have earth gold. One more time. I have heaven gold, I have earth gold. Did you say you have heaven gold and earth gold? Yes, heaven gold, earth gold. What do you mean by heaven gold, earth gold? And then, you know what? Ito siya, she's a lady. She's a young lady. Wapoys. She was not even conscious of how she looked like. She just opened her mouth before me. So I said, what do you mean by heaven gold, earth gold? And she does this. Anong ginagawa ng babaeng ito? And then she pointed it out to me. She says, this is heaven gold. This is earth gold. And so I looked at two molars, one on the right, one on the left. And then she tells me, this is heaven gold. This is earth gold. People, there's a glaring difference. Glaring difference. I said, what happened? Because I don't have tooth here. God gave me heaven gold. And this is the testimony. She told me, you know what? I have four friends from Korea. I just showed my heaven gold and my earth gold. And you know what? They believed in Jesus because of this testimony. There's so much more, people. That's just one story. I can tell you story after story after story, but there's more of God. Who wants the more of God? That's precisely why we have the hunger night. Because we are hungering for more, which is why I cannot allow that the hunger night will just be another night. It has to be a night wherein we're just telling God, God, we want your more. And it goes for the Sundays. We want your more. I pray that when you come here, you don't just come here because Sunday ngayon, kailangan magsimba. It's because we are hungering for the more of God. And not just when we get to meet together, it has to be something that we long for every day of our lives. Amen? Let's move on. Letter I. I still have time. Hallelujah. Infinitely forgive. Receive and release forgiveness. That was the original point. But you want to be happy? Who wants to be happy? Infinitely forgive. Oh my goodness. This cannot be overemphasized. How many people are just so sad in life because they cannot release forgiveness? That forgiveness is like that unforgiveness, that bitterness, that resentment is like cancer. It drains you up. It dries you up. You want to be set free from that heavy load? Just infinitely forgive. When Jesus told Peter, "Hey Peter, you forgive 70 times 7. I told you, it's not a mathematical equation. You don't need to be good in math. Ano ba 70 times 7? That's 490. But don't count offenses. Who has been offended here? Ilang beses na? 70 times 7. Hindi mo bibilangan ng tao. Nakaka 425 ka na. You don't do that. You just release forgiveness. You just release forgiveness. That's how we maintain our happiness. Amen? That way, you can walk anywhere, talk to anyone. You're not harboring offense. Masarap. Amen? I've heard some testimonies of people wherein they have cancer and then they go through the forgiveness therapy. Forgiveness therapy. They just look into their hearts if there's anyone that they have not forgiven. And you know what? There are testimonies of people who get healed through forgiving people. I remember there was a time when we got to visit someone in the hospital. She's been there for more than 1 month. More than 1 month. And the doctors were trying to find out what she was sick of. 1 month, hindi alam kung anong sakit. Lahat na ng klase, ng test ginawa sa kanya, but they could not find us. They were saying, it's psychosomatic. Sa isip lang yan. But you know what? What we sometimes, or what doctors would sometimes call psychosomatic, it's probably based on the feelings, the emotions, and the emotions are, or the emotions would be the place where the demonic would attach themselves to. And the moment we release forgiveness, sabit na rin yung demonyo, kakawala na yan. And then you become happy again. Amen? Alright, so we've done happy. H-A-P-P-I. Let's move on to N. What's N? Haha. Let's look at this. Nurture a pure and sincere heart. Nurture a pure and sincere heart. Verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Now, what does it mean to be pure in heart? To be pure in heart, this is not just outward purity, not just outward purity, but integrity, sincerity, and authenticity. Alright? There's integrity, there's sincerity, there's authenticity. Who you are when you are with people is who you are even when you're alone. That's authenticity. That's integrity. That's sincerity. Hindi ito'y pakitang tao o pakitang kabanalan. How you act, how you think, how you behave is the same as when you're in public or in private. I've said this time and again that pastors, we have a hard time discerning church members. What do you mean, Pastor? Ganito po. Inside the church, inside the worship service, inside the worship hall, everybody looks holy. Pag nagsimba ang miyembro, mukhang banal. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. May background music pa yan. D-I-O. I mean, that's how it is. That's how it is. But the question would be, how are you if nobody's looking? How are you if you're outside the church? How are you if pastor is not there? To be pure and sincere, that means that with God only as your witness, you remain to be pure. You remain to be sincere. Yung walang two-face. That's what you see. I remember pastoring in a church. You know, I'm not so good with directions. And I remember going back to the parsonage. I used to pastor a church where there was a parsonage. Parsonage po yung tirahan ng pastor. Pauwi na ako doon. And for me to reach the parsonage, there's this small road. It's a narrow road. Yun lang ang daanan talaga eh. Papunta ako sa parsonage, and then there was a church member from afar. I saw him. He was talking to someone. He was talking to someone while he was smoking, alright? Nakita ko siya, eh, ako yung nahiya actually nung nakita ko siya, because I did not want to, what, offend him na parang hinuhuli kita. Hindi. But there was no other road. There was no other way. I just have to go straight. So, I went straight. Lakad ako. And nakita niya ako bigla. At subo-subo niya. Nakita niya ako. Sabi niya, ako naman parang ganyan din. Parang, I mean, it was awkward. Because I sincerely did not want to cause him alarm. But that was my road. I mean, that was my way. So, when he saw me, hindi naman ako pwedeng bumuelta. So, I just went straight. And then, you know what he did? Alright? Sinubo niya eh. Nakaganyan siya. Okay, sinubo niya. Diretso ako. Tapos, it would be more awkward if I won't greet him. So I had to greet him. Oh, sabi ko, oh, Brad, kumusta na? And then, of course, he had to open his mouth. Dinuraan niya ganun. Sabi ko, ba't mo kasi sinubo? Pastor, nakita kita eh. Kaya, ba't mo sinubo? Now, it's just an illustration. We can talk about many other forms of sin. But you know what? With pastor or without pastor, it does not even matter. What matters is with God. And God is always there. So for us to have a pure and sincere heart, what we really need to think of is that God sees everything. He sees me in my room. He sees you wherever you are. He sees you in the office. And He is there, always. Now, to be pure and to be sincere is to always keep in your mind, nandito si Lord. Now, how do we have a practical way of being pure and being sincere? I say, it starts with the mind. Sabi nga ni Joyce Meyer, it's the battlefield of the mind. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. Alright? 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. This is what it says. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought. Everybody say, every thought. We take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. How do we become pure? It starts in the mind. Because what comes in the mind eventually manifests in your whole being. Halimbawa, ang tao na puno ng galit ang isip, eventually it manifests in the entire being. Lagi siyang galit. Bakit? Because he's entertaining angry thoughts. A person who's always thinking lustful thoughts will eventually manifest it in his life. Bakit ba lustful yan? Because that's what he keeps on thinking of. Are you getting what I'm saying? Halimbawa, you are a person who just entertains so many fears. What happens? You become a fearful person. I remember praying for a lady. Imagine niyo to. She will be driving her car. She won't even look at the rear view mirror because she's afraid that suddenly she will have a passenger sa likod niya. Napapatayin siya. I remember praying for this lady. She was just so full of fear. She was entertaining all forms of fear, all thoughts of fear. Yung kama, for example, ito yung kama niya, yung chinelas, syempre, hindi mo naman isasampay yung chinelas doon sa kama mo. Yung chinelas, pag nasipa, papasok ng loob ng kama, she won't even attempt to get the slippers underneath the bed. Because she's thinking, if she gets the slippers, there will be this arm or this hand that will pull her papasok nung bed. Parang, ting, ning, 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 ning. Ganun ang dating. I mean, it was weird. She's thinking all of these crazy thoughts. She was so full of fear. What you think, you become. Which is why the Bible says, hey, take captive every thought. Make it obedient to Jesus. What Francis Frangipane would tell us is that sometimes demons would pretend to be our thoughts. So you're thinking that you're thinking this thought, but in reality, it is not you thinking that thought. It's actually a demon pretending to be your thought. And because you're entertaining this demon who's giving you that thought, now you become what that demon is telling you. Nasusundan niya ba ako? Akala mo ikaw yung nag-iisip. Ang totoo niyan, there's a demon that's inducing your mind to think such thoughts. So what does Paul say? He says, hey, for you to be pure, to be sincere, this is what you do. Take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ. Early on in my Christian life, I learned about taking every thought captive. Noon po, ganito ang ginagawa ko. Halimbawa, may kausap ako na tao. Sino rito nagkaroon na ng kausap na tao? Taas ang kamay. Okay, so you can relate. Okay? So may kausap akong tao. And for some reason, a lustful thought comes into my mind. What do? I take that thought captive. Noon po, I actually verbalize it. I take this lustful thought captive and make you obedient to Jesus. Natuto ako na wag nang i-verbalize. Kasi may kausap ka eh. Ano yun? Ano yung iniisip mo, Pastor? Ah, hindi po. Hindi kayo yun. And so I started just doing this and it's a prophetic gesture for me that when I take captive, I just do this. Yun nga lang, kala nila meron akong... You know, they call it tick. The tick disorder. I remember ministering in Korea. That was the first time I heard the tick disorder. Because I was asking for testimonies. There was this lady, young lady, pang K-pop ang dating eh. So who got healed? Like, oh, I got healed of this sickness. I got healed of this disease. And there was this lady from right here, nagtasya ng kamay, may sinabi siya, tick. De, hindi ko alam, kala ko Korean word. Tick. Ang isa rin alam ko, yung tick, yung nasa aso. Pero hindi yun. Sabi ko, ha, mayroon siyang, ano yung tick sa aso? Weh, garapata ba yun? Pulgas. Pulgas? Flea ang pulgas eh. O basta, okay. Assignment ninyo yan, alright? So she raised her hand. Sabi niya, kuto? I don't think so. I think, oh, you have your assignment. You have your assignment. Flea, tick, lice. Lies is kasinungalingan. So she raised her hand. Sabi niya, tick. I said, what's tick? And they demonstrated it to me. Alright? I was not doing that. Ang akin lang gumaganyan ako. That means I'm rebuking you. You thought. I'm rebuking you. You're not part of my thought pattern. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Take captive every thought. Because it starts in the mind. Sino rito aminado na kapag entertain na kayo ng bad thought? Yung may gusto kayong saksakin? Sobra naman yun, Pastor. Ah, sige, wag yun. May gusto kayong itulak? But every time these thoughts come, what Paul would tell us to do is, hey, take that thought captive. And you know what? Even these thoughts will bow down to Jesus. And then you will have a renewal of the mind when you start taking captive these evil thoughts. All right, letter E. Hallelujah. Who's excited? Excited? All right. Verse 9. Blessed are, happy are. Who wants to be happy? Happy are the peacemakers. For they will be called sons of God. E is engaged in peacemaking efforts. Engage in peacemaking. You want to be happy? Be a peacemaker. Masarap maging peacemaker. Masarap na maging agent of peace. Strive to bring peace. Happy are the peacemakers. Don't stir up conflict. Don't. May mga kilala kayong mga taong intrigero. Intriguero, intriguera. That's the opposite of peacemakers. How do we become peacemakers? We become peacemakers by trying to find the gold in every person. Just find the gold in every person. You know what? In my ministry years, alam ba ninyo, I just found out I will be 30 years into full-time ministry this year. Yeah. Because I started in full-time. I'm talking full-time because there's the 2 years of Saling Pusa. That's 1987 to 1989. And then from 1989 up to now, 89 to 2019, I will have been 30 years in full-time ministry. And in those 30 years, I must say, I've had the great joy of seeing people just make peace with each other. How is it done? Ang simple lang kung tutuusin eh. You try to find the gold in each person. Maskin, Pastor, walang ka-gold-gold. Ang nakikita ko lang sa buong pagkatao niya. Sige na nga, may isang gold dust lang. Ang liit eh. You know what? You just amplify, you magnify that little gold dust. And look at that person as that tiny little gold dust. And that's how God sees that person. And then you magnify that character or that trait of that person. And then you introduce that trait of that person to this person with whom he is opposed to. Yung magkabangga, magkaaway. What I try to do is, ano ba nangyari? Ganyan, ganyan, ganyan. Doon sa kwento niyang yan, sabi mo sa 10 pangungusap, may isang pangungusap dyan, pabor naman eh. And then you highlight that one statement that's favorable to the person who has been offended. And when you talk to that person, ang sasabi mo sa kanya, alam mo, ang sinabi niya ganito eh. Oo, mabait ka raw. Hindi ko sinabing, mabait ka raw pagtulog. Pero when you highlight that thing, suddenly whatever is brewing in that person's heart, na may galit siya, talaga sinabi niya, oo, sinabi niya yun. And before you know it, nagbati na, nagmamahalan na, nagpatawaran na. What just happened? You became an agent of God's goodness. Let me give you a couple of verses. First, Ephesians 2:14 to 18. Alright? Ephesians 2, 14 to 18. Can we show them that? Ephesians. Alright, and everybody will read. Go. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility. See, anong ginagawa ni Jesus? Nang babasag siya ng barrier eh. He destroys barriers. You know, the enemy of peacemaking is the one who creates barriers. Yun yung tinatawag nating intrigero-intrigera. Na kapag ka pumasok na itong taong ito sa picture, bakit parang kaya ang bigat-bigat sa kwarto? Bakit pagka siya nagsalita na laging kinakailangan may away? Ba't pag siya nagsalita na kinakailangan may kontra? Hindi naman kinakailangan may kontrabida eh. Bakit? Because our call is to be peacemakers. Let's move on. He himself is our peace who has made, balikin na, he himself is our peace who has made the two one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility by abolishing in his flesh the law with his commandments and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself what? One new man out of the two, thus making peace. Verse 16, and in this one body to reconcile, everybody say reconcile. Reconcile both of them to God through the cross by which he put to death their hostility. See, Jesus po, what he did was to reconcile the Jews and the Gentiles. You know, if there is really animosity between two peoples, that would be the Jews and the Gentiles. If you remember, the Jews, back in Jesus' time, they would even refer to Gentiles as dogs. Kaya nga, you remember the Syrophoenician woman, she came up to Jesus, sabi, we cannot give the bread to dogs. That's how Jews would refer to Gentiles, mga dogs kayo. Well, I won't mind being called a dog. I love dogs. Ngayon po, mga dog, pogi-dogi. Mga cute yan, mga pets. But back then, you talk of dogs. I mean, they were not really domesticated. Did you know that? They were not domesticated. Kaya pag sinabing dog yan, aso yan, that's a lower form of life. But Jesus, because he came, maging yung mga lower form of life, hey, you are co-equals with me. That's a peacemaker. And naiisip ba kayong lower form of life? Ay, naku, pastor, kung alam mo lang yung taong yun, ay, naku, hindi nga tao yun. Demonyo yun. Meron kayo naiisip na mga ganun? May mga ganun kwento. Sino rito nakakita na nung meme ko? I mean, it went viral. It went viral. Have you seen that meme? Nakaganyan ako. At ang sabi niya ay, ang demonyo ay demonyo. Hey, you know what? Don't give it any other meaning. Ang demonyo lang po ang demonyo. Ang tao can always be redeemed and restored. Maski ano pa yung kinabagsakan niyan, ano pa yung putik niyan, ang tao can always be restored. Amen? Last two. Happy ne. Oh, wow. Oh. Letter S. Verse 10. Blessed are those, happy are those who are persecuted because of righteousness. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Letter S. Stand up for righteousness. For righteousness. Stand up for righteousness. You want to be happy? Stand up for righteousness. Stand up for righteousness. You know what? There's nothing that beats knowing you are doing the right thing. Yun lang yun. You know you're doing the right thing, you will be happy. Yung, well, nothing bothers you because you know you're doing what you know to be right. And I think this is the call of the hour today. Right now, there is a redefinition of what is right and what is wrong. This verse, Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20. Look at this. Isaiah 5:20. Alright? This is what it says. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil. Who put darkness for light and light for darkness. Who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. I'm telling you, there is a redefinition right now of what's right and wrong. There is an attempt. One crazy, if I may use a stronger word, one demonic law that has been recently passed in the U.S., more particularly in the state of New York, is that you can still abort a baby even when the mother is already dilating. It's a law in New York. Before, the argument would be, is it right to abort a baby in the first weeks? Before, that was the argument. Before, because, and these would be the qualifications, because the woman was raped, and she does not like that baby, or it may endanger the life of the mother. So, for those exceptions, for some reason, they allowed it in the U.S. That was the early stage of the abortion laws in the U.S. But nowadays, they're not even talking about na-rape ba yung nanay? Delikado ba yung buhay ng nanay? They're not talking about that. They're just talking about women's rights. We have our right to our own bodies. This is our body. But then, the woman is already dilating. Before, the argument would be, is it in the first trimester? I mean, we were taught in biology, when does life start? We say it's upon conception. And when does conception start? When the sperm cell meets the egg cell, nagtagpo sila, conception starts, right? Which is why we start counting the 9 months or the 10 lunar months upon conception. So, I mean, it was evolving. It was evolving. Eh, paano kung delikado yung buhay ng nanay? Paano kung na-rape lang naman yan? Ayaw niya, unwanted child. So, for some reason, they allowed it. It became a law. And then, eventually, it evolved. Hindi na yan. First trimester, pa pwede pa ba? O tutal naman. Hindi pa yan baby. Fetus pa lang yan. What's the difference? But nowadays, it's not even an issue of first trimester ba? The mother is dilating. Ano ba ibig sabihin ng dilating? Kanina pa, pastor eh. Bumubuka na po. Nagwa 1 cm, 2 cm, 3 cm, 4 cm, 5 cm na. Bumubukas na. Lumalabas na ang ulo. And there's the new law. Yes, that baby can still be aborted. Woe to those who call evil good and those who call good evil. And yet they get to create laws that will protect the lives of animals. But babies they cannot protect. Oh, I pray it will not happen here. They are trying to create laws. We're in. A minor does not have to ask for the parents' permission for the minor to medically, surgically change genders. I'm 13 years old. Hindi po, nagkikwento lang ako, okay? Kunyari, I'm 13 years old. I feel like a woman. I feel like a girl. So what do? I go to a clinic or a hospital and I demand change my gender. I don't have to ask for permission from my parents. I'm a minor. You have to do it because I'm asking for it. You've heard of that particular soldier who left his post in the U.S. Eventually, he changed his name. He's in prison, actually, for treason. But he decided he's not a he, he's a she. And because he's a she, he, she, it decided to have his male organ removed. And who shoulders the surgery? The government. Who gives him the hormones, which is expensive? The government. He has to sustain, he, she, it, has to sustain that lifestyle and that sexual change through hormones. The government has to pay for it. Woe to those who call evil good and those who call good evil. Now, there are some people who would challenge that, Christians mostly, and they would say, if it's a minor, if the person is a minor, can we at the least just offer counseling so that the person can be given a different option? Like there's a different take to that problem. They're saying, no, counseling is illegal. But the surgery of a minor without the consent of the parents, that's legal. Woe to those who call evil good and those who call good evil. You know what, people? There was a time when I would always think, well, you know what? That's happening in the U.S. That's happening in the U.S. It will never happen here. Unfortunately, what happens in the U.S. happens here. There was a time when we would not even have a problem with, is it really possible that a male will be wedded to a male? Pwede ba yun? Ang lalaki, papakasal sa lalaki? Ang babae, papakasal sa babae? I mean, you would think that the whole thing is absurd. I'm not saying this out of derision, people. We love, I love the LGBT community in the sense that God loves them and wants everyone saved. I want everyone saved. You look at my Facebook account, I have some gay friends. I have some gay friends. One time, somebody comes up to me, sabi niya, Pastor, pa-sign naman ng book. I looked at the person, wait. Alam ko pangalan mo. Sabi niya, talaga po. And I gave his name. Ay, alam niyo po, oo naman, sabi ko, alam ko pangalan mo. Ay, talaga po, touch naman ako. And then I said, ano yung tunay mong pangalan? Wag na. Sabi ko, kasi nagpapa-autograph ka ng libro mo eh. Sabi ko, I want to put your real name right here. Eh, gusto ko po yung isa eh. Sabi ko, eh, ang gusto kong ilagay rito yung tunay mong pangalan so that I'm talking to the real person. And then he gave me his name. And I put right there his real name. And I said, so-and-so, God loves you. And He has great plans for you. Be blessed. Hiram. Woe to those who call evil good, good evil. Nandun kami sa isang tindahan, at yung taong yon, ang ginawa ko, ang lambing niya sa akin eh. Ang lambing niya eh. Sabi ko, pare! Oh, hindi ako pare, mari ako. Sabi ko, alam mo, love na love ka ni God eh. Ginawa ka niya in His image. And the image of God, there are two options, male and female. Nasa male ka eh. para kita. Hinampas, hindi hampas. Tinapik. Tinapik ko siya sa likod. Sabi niya, oh, nasasaktan na ko, sir! Sabi ko, alam mo, papatunayan ko sa'yo na ikaw, kumpare ko, didibdiban kita, sabi ko. Totoo po, you ask my wife, Wesley, ikaw ba kasama namin nun? Finny, kasama. Didibdiban ko eh. Sabi ko, hindi ko yung pwedeng gawin sa babae. And he was actually laughing. Sabi ko, kasi, tapos pagka-dibdib ko sa akin, sabi niya, sir, hindi tayo talo. Mismo, hindi tayo talo. People, we need to just speak the truth. We're not called to conform. We're called to call black, black, and white, white. So, S is stand up for righteousness. Amen? Finally, letter S. Verse 11. Blessed are you when people insult you. Sino narito na insult? Tapos, natuwa ka? Pangit! Kaka-insulto ka. Ang totoo pa yan, I love being called pangit. Basta galing lang sa demonyo. Because Satan is a liar. Pagka sinabihan ako ng sinasapian, pogi! Pangit ako! Letter S, blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you. Now, it has a qualifier. Because of me. You're being called names. You're being persecuted because of Jesus. Verse 12, rejoice and be glad because your great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Finally, see persecution from a heavenly perspective. What's the heavenly perspective? When you're being persecuted, sino narito, ito ha, I mean, let's be honest here. Sino narito, you have been persecuted, you've been called names because you made a stand for Jesus. Because you made a stand for Jesus. Oh, I pray there will be more of us. There's an Indonesian lady who was attending our worship service. Her name is Jessica. We had a wonderful time. Ate Lolet and I, we had a wonderful time of just having some chat with her. She told us some stories of what goes on in their church in Indonesia. Her dad and mom are both medical practitioners. Medical doctors, and whenever they get to treat the people in the community with medical treatment, they tell them, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. And they're able to win many of these people to Jesus. Because of that, they show love, they treat them with medical treatment, and then they say, it's Jesus in us. And then she told us of the story when one day about 300 men from the village went to their church. 300 men of a different faith went to their church, who was looking for her dad, who's the doctor, who's also the pastor of the church. Nobody was there, just her. These 300 men, I mean, imagine this, 300 would be about this size. All of us. She was all alone in the church, and these 300 men were asking her questions. she asked for help from God. Lord, what do I do? These men are all angry right now. They want to do something that's wicked against her, against the church. God, what do I do? God gave her peace. Just the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. And God told her, don't say anything. I'll take care of you. So the whole ordeal, which lasted for a few hours, nandun lang sila. She was in the midst of them, surrounded by all these men, 300 of them. They were badgering her with questions, and God told her, don't say a word. I will protect you. And we said, what happened? Nothing happened. God protected me. And they left the church just like that. Now, that's a story that has a, I would say, better ending. But there are other stories wherein people who make a stand for Jesus, they witness for Jesus, they end up dead. Pastor, hindi ko maintindihan. Paano magiging happy yon? Because they knew at the end of their lives, at the last breath, they were still holding on for Jesus. Yung alam mo lang na, Lord, this is for you. At my last breath, it's still for you. I read this article from Heidi Baker about one of their pastors. Let me read this to you. One of our pastors in Mozambique, Pastor Sitole, ministered the love of Jesus tirelessly in many villages day after day. He would walk and pray and pour out his life for love. This angered some people of another faith. They hated him for spreading the good news. So one day they came to his house and told him that he would no longer spread the name of Jesus. They chopped off his tongue and cut off his lips so that he would no longer speak of his name. They chopped off his feet and told him that he would no longer walk and preach this message. They chopped off his hands and told him that he would no longer feed people. His wife and 6 children watched as this terrible thing was happening. Then they chopped off his head. In our movement, hundreds of people have been raised from the dead, but Pastor Sitole wasn't raised from the dead. His cousin, Pastor Sorpresa Sitole, who has heard of Sorpresa? His cousin, Pastor Sorpresa Sitole, one of our international Irish directors, called us. The two of them had been very close. Together we cried and prayed on the phone. As we wept, we asked God what love looked like in this situation. After we talked, Pastor Sorpresa got in his truck, drove all day and all night with a huge sound system to the village where his cousin had been martyred. The police had caught one of the murderers, so when he got there, he asked for the murderer to be let out of jail. Next, he called the whole village together and said, "You may cut off our tongues, but you will never stop us from speaking about this message of love. You may cut off our feet, but hundreds will run behind us. You may cut off our hands, but we will still cry, 'We love you, we love you, we love you.' Because Jesus reached out his hands and he died for love." Pastor Sorpresa shared this radical, ceaseless, endless love with the whole village and with the very man that had tortured and murdered his own cousin. The police said we were a crazy church and a crazy movement, but they also said that we were the church that loves. And thousands of people from another faith bowed their knee to Jesus that day because of love. The same people who killed his cousin, Pastor Sitole, the same people got to know Jesus because what was coming out from the church was just pure love, blessed, happy are you when people persecute you because of your faith. Question. When we get pressed, when we get tried, when we get persecuted, does Jesus come out? Oh, I pray he comes out. You know what's said of tea bags? You never know the flavor of tea bags until they go into hot water. It's the same thing for us. We will never really know what's inside of each one of us until we go into hot water. When we go into persecution, that's when the natural comes out. Who wants to be happy? Wow. Even when we are persecuted, because we see it from a heavenly perspective. Ano sinabi Jesus? Blessed are you when you're persecuted for my sake, for great is your reward. I'm wondering, ano kaya yung great reward? But great is your reward in heaven. Let's all stand up. Happy, happy. You know, coming from Jakarta, we got to meet some of these pioneers in the prayer movement, some of these pioneers in the missions movement. We got to meet one of those champions who's doing a great work in Netherlands. He's doing a great work in Netherlands. They got to buy one of these churches that has been abandoned. Big cathedrals, big Christian churches being abandoned because there are no more believers in the town. No more Christians in the town. Yung isang malaki na church sa Netherlands, well, malaki by their standard, they have 60 people. 60. And that's one of the big ones. I'm thinking, God, we need to see a brand new generation of believers who will not be weaklings in the faith, but are willing to die for Jesus once again. What turned the world upside down for Jesus in the book of Acts were people who were willing to stand up for Jesus and die for their faith. I just want to say this. I think what we are having in the Philippines is a church that has been pampered. Hindi tayo sanay ma-persecute. Hindi tayo sanay magsalita para kay Jesus. Kasi pag nagsalita ako, baka sabihin nila, corny ako eh. Baka sabihin nila, diehard ako. I think it's time we stand up for Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. And then, the Lord promises this, when you get persecuted for my name's sake, great is your reward. Great is your reward.